I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Kremlin official states U.S. President Donald Trump will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin. The details of the summit are set to be announced tomorrow. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more on National Security Advisor's John Bolton's trip to Moscow.
On meeting Bolton, Putin noted that U.S.-Russian relations are at a low point, mostly due, he thinks, to U.S. political infighting. Putin hopes Bolton's visit would make the first steps towards improving ties. He added Russia never wanted a confrontation with the U.S., offering to discuss what can be done to restore full-fledged relations based on equality and mutual respect. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration is reacting to a federal judge's order to reunite families separated at the southern border. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
More than 2,000 kids have been separated from their parents in recent weeks. Ruling on a lawsuit brought by the ACLU, the judge in California is ordering authorities to reunite families within 30 days. The Justice Department says that makes it even more imperative Congress pass immigration legislation, saying lawlessness at the border will continue unless it's enabled to both enforce the law and keep families together. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday narrowly upheld the Trump administration's travel restrictions. The ruling handed President Donald Trump a victory in enforcing one of his most controversial policies.
We have to be tough and we have to be safe and we have to be secure.
In a 5-4 decision, the court ruled that the president has the authority under U.S. immigration laws to limit travel from foreign countries on national security grounds. This is VOA News. Syrian troops widened a major offensive against rebels in the southwest Tuesday. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Syrian troops are pounding one of the last rebel-held pockets in the south of the country. At least 45,000 people are fleeing towards Jordan. But the kingdom, already home to up to 1 million Syrian refugees, says its borders will remain sealed. The attacks fueling concerns of a new wave of displacement in a conflict that's already uprooted 11 million people.
We are deeply alarmed by the reports in recent days of escalating hostilities in Daraa Governorate.
Daraa is often called the cradle of the country's uprising.
That was Reuters' Emily Wither. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani reiterated Wednesday he is ready to hold direct peace talks with the Taliban leader, Malawi Hibatullah Akhundzada, anywhere he wants. In addition, to the opinion piece published in the New York Times, Ghani called for building on the unprecedented separate ceasefires his government and the Taliban observe during the month during the three-day Muslim festival of Eid al-Fitr. What is the origin of life? Reuters' Dhruv T.K. Carr has more as a Japanese probe tries to find out.
This Japanese space probe is on a mission seeking the origins of life. After a 3.5-year journey through space, the Hayabusa 2 began its orbit of an asteroid on Wednesday, over 180 million miles from Earth. Dubbed the Ryugu, the rocks thought to house organic substances that scientists think could help reveal the answer to one of the biggest mysteries out there. How did life begin? The Hayabusa 2, which is named after the Peregrine Falcon, will orbit the asteroid for the next few months.
That was Reuters reporter Dhruv T.K. Carr. Member nations of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons voted Wednesday to give the organization the authority to appropriate blame for illegal attacks, expanding its powers following a bitter dispute pitting between Britain and its Western allies against Russia and Syria. Many participating nations felt the inability to assign responsibility hamstrung the organization, especially after fatal chemical attacks during the war with Syria. Britain made its proposal in the wake of the chemical attacks on an ex-spy and his daughter in the English city of Salisbury, as well as Syria's civil war, and as part of attacks by Islamic State group in Iraq. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebels signed a ceasefire agreement Wednesday that will take effect in 72 hours. The agreement was confirmed by the government after Kiir and opposition leader Riek Machar held face-to-face talks in the capital. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news! It's VOA. With all the latest hits right here on